to have our delegates' presentation. It's certainly an honor and privilege to have seen Vicki serve our area for the past, couple years as delegate and 10 years before that as other things. She's got great energy, and Vicki truly understands the General Service Conference and what it is, and it's a way that the groups can guide AA as they have since the beginning. And about in April, she was in, was it Modesto for the pre-conference assembly? And there, about a couple hundred GSRs got to give the group consciences of their groups to her, and she took those to the annual meeting of the General Service Conference in New York in April. And what she's going to report now is, what she's doing now is reporting back to you, the members of the groups, what happened there in April. So without further ado, it's my great pleasure to present the Area 7 delegate, Vicki R.
Hi. Vicki, and I am an alcoholic. I want to start off by saying what a honor and a privilege it is to serve as your California Northern Interior Area Panel 66 delegate. I come from a place where people like me don't get to be delegate. I come from the park. It was really an honor to be there and to represent you guys. I want to tell you that this year's experience was a lot different for me than last year's experience. Last year I walked in and I saw all these people and they looked so incredibly smart. And I thought, oh no, I'm in the wrong place. But I remembered that I was there to do a job, and no matter what I felt, I had to do it. And so I took it and I ran with it. This year was a lot different. This year I was like, I got this. 'Cause I knew what to expect. I knew the staff. I knew a lot of the trustees. And I was there to help the panel 67 delegates acclimate to the conference. Like Josh was saying, we have Alcoholics Anonymous has a yearly conference in New York where 93 delegates from the United States and Canada are there representing their area. And it's just really a time where we can talk about the things that are issues right now with our fellowship. Last year it was held in Manhattan. Right there, just like a block from Times Square, and that was really cool, except for I got easily distracted. When I wasn't doing delegate stuff, I was Times Square and Rockefeller Center, and I was doing all that, and this year, it was held in Rybrook, New York, and Rybrook is a beautiful place. It's upper New York, and it's got a lot of trees and a lot of leaves, and it was just really a good place to meditate and focus on what was happening. So the first thing I want to tell you is it is customary for delegates to bring a gift from their area. Usually it's a little pin you can see up on my bulletin board. People give little pins or writing pins. Last year I gave a pin, a writing pin that said, we are not a glum lot. And those pins were nice. I still have a couple of them. But this year I could not think of what I wanted to bring. I thought maybe the pins were a good idea, but I didn't know what to put on the pins, and I was having a really hard time with it. And then Betsy, she was our registrar at that time. In February, she came to the mic and announced to everybody that she was experiencing stage 4 cancer. And she was giving everybody these bracelets that say applying love. She just wanted to make sure that everybody there at the area committee meeting was applying love, and when we apply love, you know, we think of healing and we think of her. So I thought, well, wow, that's a great idea. I'm going to take these to the conference, and I'm going to give them to the 92 other delegates and the trustees and the staff, and they can take it back to their areas and apply love all over the United States and Canada. And that is exactly what happened. It was like the coolest thing ever. So what I did when I got back is I went and ordered some more, and I want everybody here to apply love. That means in Walmart, in traffic. That would have been good for me yesterday. In our homes. The saying goes like this. It says, applying love always in all ways. And so that's what I did at the conference. I handed them out. I didn't talk about Betsy. I just gave the impression that I was passing these out so we could apply love during the week, because we got into a lot of discussions. And, you know, it's important to remember our primary purpose and to apply love. So our Betsy, she passed away the very beginning of June. She found out that she had cancer like in December, and she was gone in June. And it really hit our area hard. It was a great loss. So, anyway, we're going to talk about the handouts I gave you. The handouts I gave you, let me just... What happens is all the delegates are given a committee. We don't get to pick what committee we want. We get assigned a committee, and most of our work is done in committees. Like, I was given the corrections committee, so I went to the corrections department and we talked about the agenda items that were under corrections. There were other committees, the literature, the policy and admissions, Grapevine, and those people went off to their committees. And what happened was, if we came back with a recommendation to the floor, to all the other delegates, then it was talked about, and it was voted on, and then it was either cited or not. If our committee talked about it and decided that we didn't feel we needed to take any action, once we take no action, it doesn't go to the floor for discussion. You're allowed to ask a question for clarification, but you're not allowed to discuss it because it didn't make it to the floor. Those things that I gave you are the ones, those are the things that actually got recommended by the committee and was brought to the floor and was voted on, and we said, yes, let's do it. So what you have in front of you is what will be helpful when you report it back to your groups, because all those things in front of you are advisory actions. Okay? Any questions so far? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and present the PowerPoint. I went to the conference April 23rd through the 29th. I ended up going on a Thursday. I slept most of the day Thursday to get acclimated to the time change. And then on Friday, I went to the General Service Office. This here is the General Service Office. Our place is on the 11th floor, the Grapevine, and the AA World Services is on the 11th floor. And it's a beautiful place. And it's ours. It's our office. Everybody here works for us. So if we're in New York and we want to go visit our office, we just have to pop in and say, yeah, I'd like a tour, please. And they'll stop what they're doing and treat you like royalty and give you a tour of your office. And that's exactly what they did on Friday when I went. There's a meeting at Riverside Church at 11 o'clock. Usually it's at the General Service Office, but the week before the delegate, it's at the Riverside Church because it's a bigger place. But anytime you're in New York on a Friday afternoon, 11 o'clock, go to the meeting. It's just a regular discussion meeting, and I noticed that there were trustees and staff, and that was really cool. Okay, so when I stepped off the elevator on the 11th floor, this is the first thing I saw. So they say the day before the conference begins, but I kind of feel like it already started on Saturday, because we have a remote communities meeting where people, areas that have challenges in communication, get together and talk about how they're meeting those challenges. Places like Alaska, a lot of the provinces in Canada, Hawaii, anywhere that there are barriers. And so that was a fascinating meeting. And then we had the delegates only. Now, the delegates only meeting is a place where we get to meet each other, we get to see each other again, and we talk to the panel 67 delegates about what to expect. And then we have a couple of little things that we said at the mic that I thought were great. So I want to touch on there. Stop, look around, and see God. And, you know, I use that all the time, especially if I'm agitated or doubtful. I just pause, I stop, and I look around, and I see God, and I see God here today. The other thing I heard was, there is real grace in the waiting for the emergence of a group conscience. Hopefully I will die with alcoholism, not from it. Don't confuse the well-dressed and pretty rooms from the misery of the front lines. And that one we really, really took to heart, because we didn't want to get lost wordsmithing an agenda topic. We wanted to talk about our primary purpose, how we can help the alcoholic who still suffers. And we really did stay on topic. I was proud of us. Plus, I had a habit of going to the mic and calling the question. You know, after 2 or 3 hours on a specific agenda item, if somebody doesn't call the question, we could talk about it for 2 or 3 more hours. So I kind of kept the meeting going and everything got covered. Our Pacific Regional trustee, Joel, he's going to buy me a t-shirt that says, "I call the question." Yeah, right? Okay, so Sunday is the official roll call. 133 members of the General Service Conference, 93 delegates. We have our trustees, Class A and B. There's 21 altogether. 14 are Class B trustees, and they're boozers. They're recovering alcoholics like me and you. And then we have 7 Class A trustees, and these guys are amazing. The A stands for amazing. They are non-alcoholic, and they are highly respected professionals in their field. And they just love Alcoholics Anonymous. They're just there to help us. And they're on the trustees board the AAWS board. For example, Judge LaMille, he's a Superior Court judge in New Orleans. He helped us write the safety guidelines in order, you know, to where we wouldn't be sued. Liability, you know, and that was just something that he did. They're not paid. They just help us. So the A stands for amazing. Then we had our non-trustee directors, and we had like a few staff. A couple of the trustees emeriti were there, Elaine and Leonard. Okay, here are some statistics. The average age was 59 years old for the delegate. The average years of sobriety was 23. And the length of service, the average was 19 years. Then it was time for presentations. That's when I got to do my presentation on safety. Safety, an important consideration. It's in our final conference report that Josh has just brought in right now, and he's going to pass them out at the end. I was very glad I got to do it early because I didn't sweat it for the rest of the week. It's scary up there with all your peers, you know. It's pretty scary, so I was glad to get it over with. Okay, and then that night we met with the trustees committee with our committee, with the corrections committee, and that was interesting. Now, Monday and Tuesday, we started our committee work. Being on the corrections committee, we talked about the agenda items under corrections. One of them was the corrections correspondence service. We talked about ways to facilitate it in Canada. The other thing we talked about was the Native American Indian on how we could carry the message better. And on both those, we took no advisory action, but we did have a couple of additional considerations. But nothing to vote on the floor. We decided that carrying the message to the Native Americans would be best handled by the local committees, not from GSO. Then there was one agenda item that was on every committee, and that was, should we have a conference call 60 days before the conference so we could get to know each other and talk about some housekeeping items? What was decided on that was, we can if we want. We're not going to make it an agenda item that everybody has to vote on. If your committee needs that, then you can do it if you want. But we are not allowed to discuss a specific agenda item or anything like that. We're just talking about how we're going to vote, who's going to leave, just that kind of stuff. So that goes for across the board. Okay, so here is the corrections committee. Diana's on the other side there, and then she's staff. And then Denise, she's from Texas. Dale, he's from New York. Susan, she's from Delaware. Can't remember his name, but he's from down south. And Michael was our committee chair, and he's from Canada. And then Wade, he's from Idaho. And Frank, I don't remember where he's from, but I want to tell you that every single one of our decisions was unanimous. And that took a lot of discussion to for everybody to come to an agreement on what we were going to present. And they're just a great bunch of people. So then we had more reports. Last year, because I was the new delegate, I needed to do a two-minute thing on our area. Mostly I talked about how wonderful our people are here and our past delegates. And so this year I got to sit and watch the new delegates do it, and that was awesome. Okay, so this is our new safety card. First thing I want to tell you about this is that it is not conference approved. It doesn't have to be. It's service material. Anything that is service material will go on our website under service material. It's not a conference approved thing. But this is what Judge LaMille and his committee made up. Our group endeavors to provide a safe meeting place for all attendees and encourages each person here to contribute to fostering a secure and welcoming environment in which our meetings can take place. As our traditions remind us, the formation and operation of an AA group resides with the group conscience. Therefore, it is our individual and collective responsibility to maintain the welfare of the group. And we request that members and others refrain from any behavior which might compromise another person's safety. Also, did it get blurry on me? Also, please take the precautions you feel are necessary to ensure your own personal safety. For example, walking to your car in a group after a meeting. If a situation should arise where someone feels their safety is in jeopardy, or the situation breaches the law, the individuals involved should take appropriate action. Calling the proper authorities does not go against any AA traditions and is recommended when someone may have broken the law or endangered the safety of another person. The traditions of anonymity is not a shield to conceal wrongdoing, and AA membership does not grant immunity from applicable laws. Is that cool or what? It's available. It's available now. You can order it from GSO. They're free. You can either read it before the beginning of a meeting, or you can put it on, frame it and put it on the wall. This is a picture of the mailroom at the General Service Office. Some more stats. 1,020 new groups listed. We responded to more than 90,000 emails and letters. Corrections answered over 6,400 letters annually. And while I'm thinking about it, how many people have seen the video of New Freedom? It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, I think it is because our committee was, we voted to take it to the floor last year and to publish it. And since then, it has gotten 856,000 views since it was approved last year. Also, our committee, what happened with it was we had it subtitled in Spanish and French, and some of the inmates couldn't keep up with the subtitles, so we voted to spend our money to dub it instead. That way, you know, people that don't speak English, they can actually hear what the message is and they don't have to be concentrating on reading the words. Contributions were up by 11%. Thank you. Yay! There was a need and you guys answered it, and things are looking up.
Are those contributions to corrections or the GSO?
That's to the General Service Office. Yeah, we're not just information. We can't earmark money. If we send money to GSO, we just send it to them and they dispense it. We can't say, hey, I'm sending this to you, but I want it just for corrections. We can't do that. Literature sales, 13 million plus. What I wanted to say here is, you know, our book is translated in more than 70 other languages and over 100 different countries. And when we send in our seventh tradition dollars, when we put money in the basket, part of that money goes for this. It goes to somebody answering all those emails and all those phone calls and all these translations of helping the alcoholic who still suffers in other countries. How many people have been on AA.org? Do you like it? It's pretty amazing, huh? There's a lot of information on there. Over 1,000 visits a day. 13 million visits last year. Grapevine. Two new books, Un Día a la Vez, One Day at a Time, and Our 12 Traditions. There's another new book from Grapevine called Making Amends. And the one that just came out is, I don't know the exact title, but it's AA and the Woman. And it talks about, so far I've only read a couple of stories, but it starts out with pioneer women in Alcoholics Anonymous. I can't wait to finish it. Complimentary Grapevine daily quote. How many people get it? Anybody? Okay, it's free. It doesn't cost anything, and all you have to do is go to aagrapevine.org, put in your email, and you'll get a daily quote from the Grapevine every morning that tells you either something that Bill Wilson wrote or something that somebody wrote when they sent in their story. And I, you know, they send it about 3 o'clock in the morning, so when I wake up every morning, that's the first thing I read. And it just kind of starts my day. And it's free. Grapevine circulation has been slowly decreasing or declining, as with any written print, you know, like People or Life or any of those declining. This is Joanne. She is the Panel 67 delegate from our coastal area, 06. This is the famous couch of Bill Wilson that's set in his office for the longest time. And it's in the archives room at the General Service Office. And if you go, make sure you get a picture of yourself on this couch. then we listened to more area highlights. Then we had a finance presentation. Now, I'm not a finance person, but David, he is a Class A trustee. He was amazing. 94 slides on the financial picture of the General Service Office. It was incredible. I think what happened was is over the years, we've asked him questions, and so he wanted to make sure he covered every part of that, and it was amazing. I do have it. It's in my conference book, and I can email it to you if you like. There's a finance light that's just got the, you know, the highlights on it, or you can get the whole report. Here is the structure. The structure is really important because, as I was talking about earlier, the groups are the boss. We make the decisions. We ask the board to do these things. So when we say things like, I wish the General Service Office would write a book about this, well, why don't we ask them to? If we want them to do something, then it comes from us. As you can see, the groups are at the top, and then we slowly work our way down, and then the corporate boards are at the very bottom. Mail versus online. 82,600 contributions received and processed in 2016. I do want to tell you that we have a button now at AA.org where you can make a donation, and you can make it a reoccurring one, and it's real easy. They simplified it. It used to be kind of a pain, but now they have it, so it's really easy to contribute. So member services and statistics. Cost of services per member is $7.27. So if every member of Alcoholics Anonymous contributed $7.27 a year, the General Service Office would be self-supporting, and we wouldn't need any income from literature, from sales. So we had an event. 727 on July 27th. Now, it's not too late. You can still turn in your 727. Yeah, so what that is the number of members divided in the cost of services came out to 727 per year. And on 727, there was a boatload of donations. It started with our region. My sister delegate, Riley, up in Oregon, came up with the idea, and it just took off. So if you want to do that, you can just write 727, and then there's a separate line item that we can figure out how much money we raise with this event. Okay, so now we have more reports and presentations. I put what's on your mind up there because nobody should ever ask me what's on my mind. I went up there, and people were talking about service, and they were talking about service work. Oh, service work. And I had workshops. And the more I heard about it, the more I thought, I need to say something. So I came to the mic and I said, why does it have to be work? Service is love. Service, we have opportunities to be of service. Work is hard. This is not hard. So I think that we should call it service opportunities, or we should just call it service. And then I said, furthermore, it doesn't have to be a workshop. Can it be a service extravaganza or a palooza or something that sounds more inviting? Who wants to go to a workshop? So it was funny because right after that we had an anonymity workshop. So people were saying they were calling it a palooza. It was cool. Okay, so now we start with the committee reports. Our first committee report came back, and the only recommendation that this committee had was to update the pamphlet AA for the Alcoholics to be updated and retitled to Accessibilities of All Alcoholics. The Grapevine, They actually took no action on any of their agenda items. Like I was explaining earlier, this one, every committee got to decide if they wanted to do that. But the Grapevine had spiritual parity between the Lavinia and the Grapevine. They took no action. They had the one on outside sales. We took no action. Policy and admissions. We're going to be electronic voting in 2018. Some of the committees had a huge amount of work. Like the literature committee, they had to meet for breakfast, they had to meet for lunch, and they had to meet for dinner, and then they had to meet after dinner in order to get all their work done. The corrections committee, we only had like 3 agenda items, so we got to do ours in the time allotted, and then we got to visit with people at dinner and stuff. And we decided that it's really not fair. It's not fair. Can we come up with a way that all the committees have the same amount of work? And so that's what this is about. We're gonna come up with a plan to equally distribute the agenda items, so not one committee has more work than another committee. The 70th General Service Conference, April 19th to the 25th, 2020. This is all of us Pacific Region delegates. Let me see. There's Coastal. There's Disneyland. There's Nevada, Northern Washington, or Eastern Washington, Los Angeles, San Diego, Idaho, Western Washington, Utah, Imperial, Hawaii, Alaska, and Arizona, and Oregon. That's all of us in the Pacific region. And this is our regional trustee, Joel. We've gotten quite close over the years because we go to PRASA, the Pacific Regional Alcoholics Anonymous Service Assembly, and some of these people I was a chair with, and that was like 10 years ago, and we've just kind of met each other every year, and so here we are at the General Service Conference, and it's just a really cool experience. It's like a family reunion. So we had 2 choices for our regional forum in 2020. We could go to Utah, or we could go to Las Vegas. So the vote was like 16-1. poor Utah had to vote for themselves. We're going to Las Vegas. Also, too, this is where we put our nominee forth for our trustee at large. The trustee at large is the person that gets to go to all the different countries when they have a general service conference. And they're autonomous. They can do it any way they want, but they invite us. And our trustee at large, his name is Bob, and he is so cool. He is rotating out, and we need to elect a new one. So every area put forth their candidate. I got to put forth Lee Wilson, which was just a humbling experience. But he did not come out of our region. What happens is we vote, and then a nominee comes out of the region, and then it comes to the floor. And Newton was elected as our trustee at large. And I want to tell you that all these people came out of the hat, which I think is really quite funny because, you know, they first have to be nominated by their area. Then they have to go through their Pacific, they have to go through their region. Then they have to go to the General Service Conference. And then we voted on them 5 times. And then they went to the hat. I'm like, wow, that is, I mean, if God wants you in this spot, you're there. That's the only way I think it works. This is the room that we spent our whole weekend, basically. We got there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and we were there sometimes at 8, 9 o'clock. literature update, questions and answers on sponsorship. We're going to include in the Young People's pamphlets information about some of the conferences, the international, and the website. We decided not to create any new pamphlets on safety. What we thought we would do is we would do the yellow card, we would do the service materials that you can find on AA.org, and then we're going to update existing pamphlets that have safety verbiage in them. So here's all of us Pacific Region delegates. The theme for next year, our theme for this year was supporting our future. The theme for next year is AA, a solution for all generations. And here are some of the topics. And then we're going to have an extravaganza called Getting the AA Message Out. The trustees committee had a huge job this year because we were electing a trustee at large U.S. So that meant every area in the United States submitted a nominee, somebody that made themselves available, and they had to vet all those resumes. What a job. Cooperation with professional community. We're going to retire three talks to medical societies by Bill W. It was felt that the verbiage was outdated, but we will be able to get that information from the archives. Substituted problem drinker for is there an alcoholic in the workplace? I guess the alcoholic was a little bit too rough. For some of us budding alcoholics, so we decided to soften it a little bit. We're going to do a new public service announcement, not to exceed $40,000. We're going to implement a Google for Nonprofits account limited to the YouTube program. I want to tell you that we took no action on the LinkedIn. We felt that some of those advertisements that came up would look like affiliation, and so we took no action. On the Twitter page, we felt like our anonymity could be broken, and so we took no action. This one, we voted yes. It's non-interactive. There's no advertisements. And what it's going to do is now when you look up, like, drinking problem, Alcoholics Anonymous comes up on page 7. And with a Google non-for-profit account, eventually we will come up on the first page. Hopefully first. All the treatment centers and self-help books and all that stuff comes up first now. So we felt very strongly that our job is to carry the message to the alcoholic who still suffers, and so we need to be available for them. I never go to page 7 when I'm looking for something. So we decided to go ahead and do that. This is Bob. He is the outgoing trustee at large I was telling you about. He lives in Massachusetts. Just an amazing person. And he talked about the country-to-country sponsorship because he went to, where did he go? He went to Poland, he went to Germany, and he went to Mexico representing the United States General Service Conference. So we're almost done. Archives came back. We're gonna have a new book. AA World Services is going to have a new book. That's big news. We haven't had a new book in a long time. And it's going to be Bill W.'s General Service Conference Talks, 1951 to 1970. He went to every General Service Conference during those years and had a presentation. And now we're going to get a book that has every one of those presentations in it. And I really can't wait. I know it's going to take a long time. Because things in Alcoholics Anonymous do, but I hope it's worth the wait. Report and charter. The only thing I want to talk about here is the mission, vision, action statement. Basically, that is what the trustees do, and they wanted the fellowship to know what they do. And so that's going to be on chapter 9. When you get to chapter 9, it's going to be right there on the top. And what was cool about that is I got to see the whole conference work the way it was supposed to. First, we voted to recommit because we didn't have enough information, but that was voted down. So then it went to the floor to vote. It didn't pass by the 2/3. So then we had a minority opinion. And so bunches of people went to the mic and talked about the minority opinion. And then we revoted, and it passed by one vote on the majority. And so that was really just a cool thing because I got to see that process at the conference level. And then the international conventions, we discussed ways to encourage interest in regional forums, and we decided we'll have them all in Las Vegas. So, no. I already told you what the corrections committee came up with. But we're almost done. We're not done yet. Now, at the end of the week, if there's something that we've talked about and that the committee said we're going to take no action, people can make a floor action. And these, we had 8 of them this year. We had 11 of them last year. And people come to the mic and say, I think wild horses should be pink. And and then we get to vote on whether we want to hear that or not. Do we want to hear about this motion and how it came about? No. So we can just vote it down without even hearing it. And so some of them was like that. But there was 3 that passed. The first one that passed is, in the spirit of unity and inclusiveness, the General Service Office strives to provide conference background materials in English by February 15th and Spanish and French by the first week in March, beginning with the 68th General Service Conference. What happened was that committee came back and took no action on the translation. So when we get our background material, it's only in English. So there are delegates that only speak French, that only speak Spanish, that do not get all the information that we get, and they're expected to vote. So we said no. No, we're not going to wait another year. We've been talking about this for 4 years. Let's just do it. So that's what we're going to do. We told the General Service Office, do it prudently, use your best judgment, but just do it. So next year, everybody will have the same amount of information, and we are very happy about that. Also, the pamphlet Too Young, they took no action. The committee took no action, and I'm like, I went to the mic, and I can't discuss it, but I can ask a question. So I went to the mic, and I said, did your committee consider that pamphlet is derogatory, condescending, and terribly outdated? And they're like, no. But that got some people talking, so there was a floor action at the end of the week. And we're going to revise it. Revise the pamphlet Too Young to reflect more current collective experiences of young alcoholics and their welcome to AA. And so while I'm talking about it, yay, huh? And while I'm talking about that, we need a new non-trustee director for the General Service Office, a young person or somebody who started out young that knows how to carry the message to young people. They're taking applications right now. So if you know somebody, go to them and say, the General Service Office is looking for somebody. The last one was when Grapevine found out that AWS was going to have a Google non-for-profit account, they wanted one too. So we went ahead and voted for them to have one too. Okay, so this is my view looking out my hotel window. Isn't that nice? This is at breakfast. That's Melvin and that's Joe. They're both from California, Pacific Region delegates. This is a picture of Times Square because I did get to go to Times Square on Friday. I went to a rainbow meeting, which was so cool. And then I took pictures of the board and everything. It was funny because I walked in and they're all looking at me, and because they asked, they said, "Is anybody visiting?" It was clear that I was a visitor. It was great. And then I went to a play. I went to go see the Book of Mormon. And that was a Broadway play on Broadway. I had a really good time. Then I went and saw the 9/11 memorial. And that was really profound. I did not realize how that was going to affect me. This is the quilt that was on the wall. You can't really see it, but all these are the floors of the building and everybody's name that died that day. Pretty amazing, huh? You walk into a room, and it's a room probably this size, and all around it are pictures about this big of all the people that passed away that day. It was profound. This is my conference buddy, Joyce. She is from North Florida. Oh, poor girl. She got me. We had a really good time. And this is Ken. He is from South Carolina. And this is what happened. We get to, at the end of the week, the panel 66 delegates get to go to the mic and say their goodbyes to the other delegates, to the staff, and to the trustees. And I thought, while I was in line, I wrote down some notes real quick, and I thought, I am not going to cry. I'm not going to cry, because everybody's crying. I am not. So I get to the mic, and this is what I said. I said, "I hope we all leave here." I said, "Mourning is God's way of saying one more time, go make a difference, touch a heart, encourage a mind, inspire a soul, and enjoy the day. I hope we all leave here applying love always and always. I will never forget my experience here." And then I went to my chair and I cried like a baby. And this guy was hugging me. Can you see how tight he's hugging me? Consoling me. That is my report. Any questions?
Yeah, we know that report that they're still down a bit. They're still not covering the expenses for the year.
It fluctuates. I'm told that numbers in Alcoholics Anonymous are suspicious. It fluctuates. I think to fund our services, money is always needed.
But I saw that two places on the forms you gave us on one of the slides that we're $2 million under the cost, right?
Yeah.
So that's made up with revenues from selling the book. Is that?
Yes.
Other books?
Yeah. Our book, Traditions, and 12, the 12 and 12, and Daily Reflections. Those books.
I have a question that relates to that. The grapevine, because it has to do with money, with that shortfall from the Spanish students, I mean, yes. Why would you say there was no action taken on that? Was the $152,000 lock? Why was there no discussion on that? And how is that made up? So is the positive part from the other grapevines that cover the Spanish speaking one?
Okay, that's a good question. And the first thing that I want to say is that we don't like to think of it as a loss, because both the grapevine and the Lavinia are service pieces. It's just that the grapevine brings in money. The Lavinia does not bring in money. We support it through the AA General Service Fund. There's a special fund that helps it, and the Grapevine contributes to that fund. But when we think about Lavinia, we think more of it as a service material piece, and that we're not trying to make money off of it. We're just doing it as a service to the Spanish population.
Did they look into why it's such a loss?
There's not a big need for it. I mean,
I understand why they continue it. Why didn't they discuss? You said they discussed that. I was curious. I mean, it's a shame to have that kind of. I understand it's a service, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Being lost. I know about people not utilizing it, or not parking in the wrong areas.
It's only in Spanish, and so the only people that buy it are the people that speak Spanish, and so there's not a we've sold like 10,000 subscriptions. You know, we have to go with the community that it serves. That's why it doesn't sell that much, because of the community that it serves. And the agenda item was not really about that. The agenda item was about giving the Grapevine editorial authority to do what it wanted. Yeah, you're welcome. Sir?
You mentioned that statement of what the trustees do and all that, and you said it was going to be updating some chapter. Is that in the service manual? Is that what you were talking about?
Yes, it's going to be at the top of chapter 9. Thank you.
The new, it wasn't ESA, but where can we view that new, is it the Google Four Jail Corrections video?
Oh, A New Freedom?
Yes.
You can view that on AA.org.
Okay.
Yes, it's awesome, but it was made for the inmates. Thank you for the question.
One more. You mentioned something about other cultures and so forth. When you have those addressed, you have members from those groups present, or you have non, like even if it's a tribal member or something, you have non-tribal people making decisions for tribal people?
All we have are the delegates that were elected by their area to come and vote, yes. But they get their information from you, from everybody. They say, well, my area, or, you know, my tribal region said this. And what was decided was that the tribals didn't want GSO to come down and give them our sense of spirituality. They didn't want that. And so we decided that we better handle it locally.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. Any more?
One more. Is it online to view the budget, the monies that that level is used? The money, Brian, we're talking about the set of tradition and how it's dispersed. We were curious because we know that our treasurers, our central office gives us a difference of reporting the money. So how do we as members view where that money is there? How that you were talking about being distributed out. Is there a path to that?
It's given to all the delegates. It's on our dashboard. If you would like a copy of it, I would be glad to email it to you. It's called Around the Picnic Table. It's 94 slides long. If you want the 94 slide version, I can email that to you. Or you can get the Financial Light, which I think is only like 36 slides. But it's available to anybody who wants it.
Okay.